never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Happy, happy, happy Eclipse Day. Come on in, man. I mean, from Daytona Beach here, it was just another summer day. Or at least it looked like one. Cloudy. We didn't get much. But, man, my Slack channel firing off with people all over the country saying, Scott, have you seen it? Have you seen it? Check out this picture. It was awesome. Thanks for that, by the way. Today, we're going to go inside you and talk about how and why you should prioritize yourself first. And I'm not just talking about moms. I'm talking about everybody because it's epidemic. Looking outside yourself, helping, wanting, hoping that somebody else will help you when it's really up to you. We'll talk about that today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationAndMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, 4,807 episodes later. Man, oh man, it's been a lot of talking, for sure, but a lot of good being done as well all around the planet. Good to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationAndMove.com. Yeah, totality day today. The eclipse came through. It was so cool. You know, I had, when I prepared my program for today about prioritizing yourself first, I didn't do it thinking about eclipse day. And I didn't do it certainly after I started getting Slack messages, because I was looking out the window. I was like, oh, that's what it is. Slack came in. I got aware of what was happening. Then I turned on the television and I watched some news stations. And I saw the Indianapolis Motor Speedway where they had the big event. 50,000 people in Indianapolis all gathered to see the totality thing. I thought, that's cool. And I happened to get it just at the right time when it got dark. And then it got light. And I couldn't help but think, in this crazy world that we live in, with all the division that we have, all the politicians that we have stoking problems all around the world, for just at least a couple of minutes, what, about 3 minutes and 49 seconds? At least those 50,000 people I saw, and probably a lot more around the world, it was unity. They were all in the same spot. And metaphorically speaking, it was kind of cool when they were all kind of looking up in awe, experiencing a lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime experience, feeling the same thing. Man, I wish we had more moments like that. We used to have a lot of them. Particularly in this country, we don't have them so much anymore. It's nice to see it today. Okay, that's enough of that stuff. We're going to get it back, right? Let's start tomorrow. Let's go get it. Let's do it again. How about an eclipse next week? You got one? Let's whip one up. Let's do this thing. All right, let's talk about you and prioritizing yourself first. So if you spend any time listening to me at all, and many of you have, I get emails a couple times a week. You folks find me for the first time, and then you start binging me. Scott, I've been listening to you for a week straight. Oh my God, I love it. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I can't imagine doing it myself. I wouldn't listen to anybody for a week straight. But anyway, thank you. Careful, slow. Take me in limited doses. It takes time to absorb me. But I hear it all the time. But if you listen to me enough, it won't be long before you hear me kind of screaming from the mountaintops, the proverbial and the phenomenal Daytona Beach mountaintops. It's all but about 31 feet above sea level. To ignore the agenda and the propaganda-filled world that we live in and focus on yourself. So don't take this a bad way. A lot of people take it a bad way when you say agenda. Everybody has an agenda, even you. If you're mad that you're not getting things done, if you feel like you're being pushed around or dragged around or being stopped from what you want in life, it's because somebody else's agenda is getting in your way. Or maybe you don't have one for yourself. That's really bad, because if you don't have one from yourself, I guarantee you there are about 8 billion people on this planet who are very happy to drag you in their direction. Hey, come with me. You can help. So here's the truth. Take this in a very positive way. Some people will not, but I'm just going to give you some honest truth. And you may not like it, but here it is. Nobody is thinking about you and what you do. I know you've got dreams. You have desires. You have hopes. You're looking at your goals. You're maybe in your Face My Passion program. I don't know. You're in all kinds of things that we're doing. And you're focused on yourself. And you're thinking, well, the whole world's focused. We're all in the same direction. No. It's not totality every day. Nobody's thinking about what you do. If you went to Indianapolis, you were probably the only thing you guys were thinking about together, at least for a while, is can I get that parking space? That was it. For the most part, nobody's thinking about your dreams and your goals and what you want in life. That means you need to pay attention to yourself because everybody else is busy paying attention to who? Themselves. And that's the way it is because everybody has to breathe, right? Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to drink water. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. Everybody has to sleep. So everybody by default must pay attention to themselves. If not, you get in trouble. It's when we start stepping into the other world of not really having plans for herself and putting herself first that we get dragged around by the world around us. If you're a mom with little kids, try as you may, you're getting dragged around by your nose, aren't you? It happens. Those kids are not thinking about you, right? Well, listen, the whole planet is made up of little kids dragging you around by the nose. So just get over it. It's how it is. It's no big deal. It's been this way forever. It's not bad. It's just how it is. It's just us doing our thing, right? Some folks find that way of thinking difficult because society makes you believe that you must do what everybody else does to be successful. But let's think about that for a minute. Is everybody more successful than you, or is everybody in the same boat as you? It might be easy to look around, depending on where you are in life, and think that, my God, everybody has one up on me. They're all doing better than I am. It might be easy to think that way. But I think if you get under the covers a little bit and you kind of pay attention to what's really going on, get behind the doors of people's homes and get into their stories of their life as I do on a day-to-day basis, what you realize very quickly is everybody's in the same boat. Everybody. Everybody has all the same issues you do. And they all have the same dreams and desires and ambitions. They all want to do something different. They all want to design their life. And by the way, somebody said to me the other day, that life design stuff doesn't work. I can't seem to make it work. That's all you got, man. That's all you got. You get to design what you want. You get to decide. And if you don't, somebody else is going to come along, one of the 8 billion people on this planet who are not you, and look at you and say, well, you don't know what you're doing. You're not focused. Come here. I'm going to drag you around by your nose. Before you know it, you're caught up in that, and then another, and then another, and then another. Then about 40 or 50 years later, you wake up and say, damn it, what do I want to do? It's time for me to face my passion, as I love to say. So is everybody more successful than you? Is that what you think? Or is everybody in the same boat? If you're being honest, you already know the answer. So who is more successful than you? Got to be somebody, right? Who is it? Okay, you asked for it. When you tuned in this podcast, you asked for it. It's those crazy people. Is it 1%? Not the 1% you hear them complaining about on TV, although they're probably the reason that you have what you have. Who is more successful than you? It's those crazy people that are out in front leading the masses. You know, the ones who paid attention to what they wanted. They had dreams. They had goals. They had ambitions. They decided to get clear, decided to commit, decided to get the courage it took, decided to go for the change they needed. They ignored what everybody else thought. They took action. They convinced everybody else to support their mission. Nobody believed them. You don't believe anybody who's off on a crazy mission of doing something silly that you would never do until they finally get there. Then you're jealous as hell about them, aren't you? Here's another truth. Like they say, if it's up to me, if it's going to be, it's up to me. But never forget, when you think about yourself first, you have more time to think about others as well. Why did I bring this up today? It wasn't unity. It wasn't the eclipse. It wasn't anything like that. It was actually a Facebook post I saw this morning on our group, Daily Boost Podcast /Facebook. The gentleman that will listen to this podcast today, undoubtedly hear himself be talking about him, won't say his name. And I've seen him not take care of himself first. Not put himself first for years now. A decade, I've seen it. And it continues to happen. And he continues to wonder. And I'm sending a cryptic message to him right now. It's time to stop wondering. It's time to take control of what you say you want to do, and whatever the hell it takes, go out and do it. It's time, my friend. Is it time for you? Is it time for you to recognize that the agendas of the world, the propaganda of the world, the kind, well-meaning people who are trying to do you no harm whatsoever, but are inadvertently dragging you off track, is it time that you stand up to that, decide to stake your own path and do your own thing. Stake your claim, as my friend says. Thank you, Brian. Is it time for you to do that? Maybe today's the day you start. After all, we did just have an eclipse, right? You just saw all the craziness, the awesomeness of totality. Why not turn totality into something that motivates you? Get out there and do something you want to do. Pay attention to stuff. Go to the gym. Eat right. Get some dreams. Get busy. That's what it takes. See you tomorrow on the Daily Boost.